Grace, mercy, and God's peace be yours in the name of our risen King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Some words in the English language are the same in the singular and the plural. That's not true in many other languages. In English, words like shrimp, deer, salmon, and of course the word sheep may be singular or plural. In the words of Jesus, as recorded in the Gospel of John, the word sheep is actually plural. When Jesus says, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, he's talking about all the sheep of his flock. Now, it is true that Jesus says that the kingdom is like a shepherd who goes to find and bring back the one lost sheep out of the hundred. But you can bet your boots that the safest place to stay is in the flock. In the flock with the good shepherd is safety and security, plenty of pasture and quiet water to drink. On your own, well, you just may think you're hearing the shepherd's voice when you're actually being seduced by the howl of the wolf. And therefore, I would strongly suggest to you that where the wolf is may not be to the benefit of the sheep, but the wolf is going to seek something for his own appetite. So here we have Jesus saying that he is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, if Jesus is the good shepherd, then there must be bad shepherds as well. As a matter of fact, Jesus talks about the shepherd who is actually only a hired hand. The sheep are not his. Their ultimate protection is not his. And he definitely will not die to save the sheep. The good shepherd will die because he is good. And yet good can have so many meanings to us. In this case, it does not mean that he keeps the laws, that he's a moral person. It means that he is genuinely interested in the welfare of the sheep. He knows in an intimate way all about the sheep. He knows each one of you in this room today. I hope that does not frighten you, but he knows you. He knows which of you like to indulge in stuff that you should not because it's harmful. He knows which of you have a tendency to make every anthill a worry into a mountain that casts its shadow over all the rest of your life. He knows that some of you never feel loved, although he has loved you from your very conception. He knows that thought, fantasy, dreams, and ambitions often get in the way of you following the Good Shepherd. And he knows that ultimately the sheep's greatest problem is not environmental, it's not the world we live in, but it's genetic. We are born sinners. Sin corrodes. Sin is the wolf in our lives, in our mind, and in our hearts. It eats us up, it destroys us. The path of sin is wide and broad. At any time, we are just one little bend away from being separated from the other sheep and our shepherd, and then you are lost. And I'll tell you, the wolf is tucking his napkin into his shirt because another tasty morsel of solitary, do it by myself, go my own way sheep is headed in his direction. It's the honest truth. We are like that, wanting to do our own thing. How many of us really have a deep down desire to spend a lot of time in the community of Christians we call our church. No? We desire so many other things. Money, prospects for the future, a good family life, a few friends perhaps, but the church, this community of Christians? Now, there are plenty of reasons why we may not wish to be in a community of persons we call our church. Sometimes we get stepped on, and that hurts, especially when it happens by another member of the church. Some members are unappealing. And by the way, whether we realize it or not, the church is graying. And who thinks that old people are fun, except old people? Especially when you're young and vibrant and able to dance till you drop. And just plainly, it's not that fun being a church member at times. Sometimes, tell me honestly, isn't church and all this church-going stuff a real drag? You know, that downer talk about sin and death and stuff like that. I mean, who could not think of a better thing to do on a Sunday morning than go to church? All true. And in some cases, truer than I would like for it to be. But when we think like that, we are forgetting a major thing. We are forgetting that we need and have a good shepherd. You see, the purpose of being in our flock is for protection and care. The good shepherd, through the church of which he is the head, feeds us with his word and his sacraments. He nourishes us with his love. His love, which can only truly be experienced through others whom he loves, loving us. Now, honestly, I get between 3 and 100 emails, text messages, and phone calls every day. How many of you get 100? Some are actually addressed to my name, and I receive them for some, well, lack of a better term, real reason. And yet others want me to go to exciting places, and they have a plan for me to get there. Others want to make offers for amazing low-interest loans. Others want to feed me information about politics or arouse my passion for or against whoever that particular person favors. Of course, I get all of these religious emails. I'm continued to be asked to buy this or enroll in this online university or get my further degree in this. What am I going to do? I spend more time deleting messages than praying, than preparing for what God would like to say to me. And then, of course, our doctors tell us that we should exercise every day. Has anybody else's doctor told them that? Or our physical therapists give us a whole slew of exercises to help our bodies. And those are important, right? And yet we have so much time to do. I have sermons to write, people to see, programs to develop, worship services to prepare, a wife and grandkids to help. And then I have the houses, and the houses, and the houses. Oh, you know my life. And the yard. Why don't we have time for church? All of these and more are nothing less than hired hands who will not truly be there when I need help. Only the Good Shepherd. Only the Good Shepherd can and will lay down his life so that after I've indulged in everything that destroys, I still may have life. Therefore, I would like to invite you all to live your life within the flock. Never forget that only the flock brings safety, because in the flock you will know about the Good Shepherd. He He knows you intimately. He cares completely. He has given his life so that nothing can destroy you having his forgiving, consoling presence. This community is your home, your flock, your people. They will always care and love you because they have experienced, as you have, the care and love of the Good Shepherd. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that's what we are. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known, but we will know when Jesus appears. We shall be like him, and we shall see him as he truly is, the Good Shepherd. Amen. And now may the peace of God, that surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.